Ladies and gentlemen, during the next 30 minutes, you will be listening to an edited version of Thomas D. Wilhite's I Am lecture. We join Thomas now as he is being introduced.
It's with a great deal of pleasure that I get to today take just a few seconds to introduce a gentleman to you who is the chairman of the board of PsyWorld, who created the Psy vehicle, the vehicle that I know will help bring peace of mind to people just like us, Mr. Thomas D. Wilhite.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being here. It's a great day. It is incredible. What a day, right? I have an opportunity this afternoon to talk to you about a concept, you know, a thought process, a concept that is very, very powerful. It is the most powerful concept that I know of. It is the foundation upon which all of the concepts are built. I look at it very closely. I study it daily, and I work with it. And the reason that I got prompted to work with this particular concept was that as a young man, I was what you'd call for our neighborhood, I was normal, right? Normal. Normal being what is common or what is you experience daily, and natural being what feels good and what should be was not natural. Normal. Everybody felt not okay. I did not know anybody when I was a kid that felt okay. Everybody felt not okay. Everybody felt less than. Everybody felt worthless. How's that? You know, worthless as though maybe their life had no meaning. And I felt that way. But I wasn't able to cope with that. I wasn't able to handle that. And as I would go through, certain buttons would be pushed. An example would be, I go to a religious meeting, church. But I sat there and I heard words like the teachings from this teacher, Jesus. He'd say, all these things I have done, you can do also. Anybody ever hear that in your Christian background? Anybody ever hear that, you know, besides me? I heard that. How'd you react to that? Just think with me now. How'd you react to that? You know, those are pretty words, aren't they? And then the next thing that comes out is sort of a hook, and it says, I have come as a pattern unto mankind. And he's saying, well, all these things I've done, you're supposed to be doing. You know, that's the pattern. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And then I look at the things he did. You know, what were the things that he did? He had a purpose in his life. He had a goal in his life. He had a reason for existence. And nothing stopped him. I mean, like, he had liberty. He did what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. You know, I think every person here wants to be that kind of a person. Whether you believe in the deity of Christ or not is not important at this point. All hear that. Be sure you hear that. You want to be that kind of an individual, to have that kind of liberty? And then we sit back and say, yeah, but we can't really do that because he was special or he was this or that. And if you justify that and say that, then he's a liar. Fact, right? So we have to draw conclusions. And one of our problems is we sit back and we justify. We justify our miserable lack of progress in life. We justify our limitations. We justify our position in life. I'd like to challenge you for a moment, and that would be to, how about stop justifying? How about reaching out? How about dreaming with me? You know, one of the things that people don't understand about Psy is that Psy is a vehicle, and the kind of vehicle it is a dream vehicle. That's what it is. Our job is to cause people to dream, and that's what we're about. It's liberty for every human being. Remember that one, that thing, I think it was shared with you earlier, like Thursday night, it was just, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Isn't that a beautiful parable? Isn't that a beautiful little saying? You know, I mean, that's you know, great wisdom. That's great truth. And we say, yeah, that's beautiful, but how? And the solution to that, you know, as we say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we look at ourselves and we say, okay, I buy that. As I think in my heart, so am I. And what if I don't like the way I think? Or what if I don't like the way that I am? What if I am not reaching my full potential? What if I am not experiencing more of me? Then the solution is obvious. If you don't like the way you are, change your thinking. Change the way you think. That's an obvious solution to that to that saying. You say, if you are what you think, then if you don't like what you are, then change your thinking. But the problem with that is that nobody says how. how to, until you get into psi and we say, hey, how to is screwing the mind. Solution, right? Solution. Very simple solution to change your thinking. Screwing the mind is a technique for controlling your thinking. That's what it is. In other words, you have the ability to control what you think. And by controlling what you think, you can create a new you. Every great successful person that we read of in the area of positive success says the same thing. We say to ourselves, well, why is that? Why would they say the same thing? Basic laws, basic fundamentals. One of the awesome discoveries that I've discovered is this principle that I'm talking about now is that nobody lives outside the law. Ignorance is no excuse to the law. That no human being lives outside the law. That they are either liberated by the law or placed in bondage by the law. That they are either the boundaries are taken down as to what they can do and what they can be by the law, or the boundaries are imposed by the law. That the liberation that you experience, the freedom you experience, the ability to move in any direction that you have, is either extended by this law or it is compressed by this law. The mind is like a very fertile field. If you can imagine that with me, imagine the most fertile field that you can create in your mind. A whole acre of the most fertile soil in the world, dark and rich and moist. And know with assurance that whatever seeds you throw out there, it'll grow. Most of us do not understand that once we throw the seeds, that's not the end. That what we must do is that we must, as farmers, stand there and be a vanguard. That we must stand there and chop out the weeds. Because the weeds, the negativity in life, will destroy our crop. It will limit our crop. And we have to watch out for the negativity because it is there. And it's all about us. And that if we don't use our minds to control the flow of negativity, then we're going to sow that also. And that's going to limit our production. That's going to limit our harvest. It takes great care. Great care. Maturity is becoming aware of the responsibility of our mind. Maturity, being mature, is not a physical thing. Dogs mature. Pigs mature. Animals mature physically. An idiot can mature physically. Given enough time, they'll grow whatever, right? But a man or a woman matures mentally and emotionally by accepting the responsibility for the thinking. That's real maturity. I'd like to introduce you to a concept now that is, as I've been saying, the most powerful of all concepts. As you become aware of this concept, and as you work with this concept, and the more you work with this concept, the more effect it'll have on your life. I was first exposed to the concept as a child and did not realize its validity and truth and did not use it, did not work with it. I just heard it, did not even recognize it as a concept. And then as years went along, I started becoming aware that it was indeed a concept, a mental thought process, a way of control, a way of how to do it. As time evolved again, I became aware of just how really important it was. And so I disciplined myself about 15 minutes a day to sit down and work with it. And as a result, my results were very nil, very small. It's like having a very large garden and only working in the garden 15 minutes a month. It requires enough care to where that it is balanced, to where that what is done needs to be done. And what I needed to do was to work on it every minute of every day. And as a result, the fruits for me are very pleasant. They're very tasteful and very sweet. And I like them. This concept is very simple. It's the most incredible thing that you'll ever come across. It is called the I Am. The I Am concept is the foundation for all of the concepts. It's like the bottom rung on a ladder. And assuming that you can't reach the second rung of the ladder, or whatever, second step, whatever it happens to be, assuming that you have to go through all the steps, all of the concepts are meaningless until you have a degree of mastery of this concept. How do you know whether or not you know this concept? How do you know whether you comprehend it or not? My tutor taught me. He said, there's no better way to gauge a man than by results. often harsh, but always fair. I looked at that and I said, that's valid. That's valid. There's no better way to, as a gauge of measurement than to gauge someone by results. How do we know we understand these concepts? By the results in our life, that's how. By the results that we have with the relationship that we have with ourselves, with our understanding of synergism. 1 + 1 = 2, right? No, 1, 2, 3, 3. Synergism. By having a synergistic experience within ourselves, to where that we have a healthy relationship within ourselves, to where that we have a consistency going with the way we think, the way we feel, and it's positive. A consistency going with the way we think and the way we feel and the way we be and the way our beingness, and that becomes natural if it's positive, and we become healthier and stronger, and we grow. We grow. That's a healthy, conducive way of life. It's natural. The I am is very simple. Mahatma Gandhi talked about the I am and the effects of the I am when he said, man is the center of a circle that has no circumference. What are your limitations? Oh, yes. Your limitations are like this. Because you can only go so far. You can only do so much. You are victim to society. You're victim to circumstance. You're victim to economic conditions, ups and downs. You're victim to other people. You're victim to constantly to everything. And when you become less victimized, when you become independent, when you become liberated to where you are no longer victim to economic ups and downs, to money problems, to financial problems, to health problems, to whatever, then you have liberty to do what you want to do when you want to do it, to be what you want to be when you want to be it, to go where you want to go when you want to go, to have liberty, to experience liberty. All the great teachers said the same thing. They just use different words. Step back from your religion and listen to the great teacher talk and hear him as simply a great teacher. He said, I come as a pattern unto mankind. He expected you to be like him, right? That's what he's saying. And he said, all these things I've done, you can do also. Now, was he lying or was he telling the truth? Did he tell us how to? Maybe he told us how to when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I wonder for a moment if we were to step back and hear it a different way. I wonder if we were to step back and hear it and hear him say, the I am is the way, the truth, and the life. It is liberty. It produces liberty in your life. And that's the key to being liberated. And I wonder if there's any validity in it. And I dared to find out. I dared to work with the I am. I dared to experiment with it. I dared to try it out. I dared to apply it to me. Because there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing. And you know what I got? I got a lot of very positive fruit. I got a lot of good results in my life that I became very happy with. I suddenly had a life that had meaning to it, that had purpose. I suddenly had liberty to do what I wanted to do. I suddenly was able to live the way I wanted to live. I suddenly felt better than I'd ever felt before in my life. If we were to take this whole front row and go right down the front row here, and we do this sometimes, on occasion we have the students stand up and they'll say, I want you to think about your I ams, the I am that you think every day, what you think every day, what you say about you every day. If you were filling out a questionnaire and it said, give me your I ams, how would you answer that in reality? And the first room would stand up and say, I am a male, I'm 5'10", I am I'm 40 years of age, I am married, I am a father of two children, I am a truck driver. And I'm tired and I'm sitting down, you know, right? Okay? And then draw a blank. That would be all. And you can do this game with me. You can go through and play your I ams, you know, mentally as I do this, all right? And the second one would stand up and they'd say, well, I am a school teacher. And I am 30 years of age and I am a male and I am 6'2" and I am athletic and I am in love with children and I am educated and I am happy and I am... draw a blank and sit down. We go through this process and we hear everybody using different words. Everybody using different job classifications, everybody using different ages, everybody using different heights and different weights, and everybody using a different series of IMs, but the reality of it is that they are all saying exactly the same thing. And they're all saying that my existence is this little tiny circle here, and that I occupy this circle. And although it has a few different similarities in it on the inside, it's about the same size as that one. They're all much alike. They're all saying the same thing. There is one in 1,000 people that come through this seminar that understand the I am. Now, what do I mean by understanding? Do I mean an intellectual thing here with reason and logic? Do I mean a memory bank knowledge of it? What I'm talking about understanding this I am is a digestive process of the programs, the part that is the programs, an understanding of which they have digested and it has become a part of them, to where that they know the I am, and they experience the I am on a minute-by-minute basis of their life. And when it's out of gear or when it's out of kilter, they put a check on it, and they check it, and they bring it back into focus, and they bring it back into center. And they keep it on a very fine line constantly. And I can give you the answer to the I am. If we had a person in here that understood the I am, you would know that he understood the I am. You may not know what he knows, but you would know that there is a difference about that person. And the answer is very simple. The answer to the I am is that I am a leader. I am a leader. And you notice your internal emotional reaction to that? There is no doubt in your mind, I am a leader. Now, what I want you to hear now is to listen very closely, because what I'm not talking about is a masculine-feminine thing. And what I'm not talking about is the leadership of people. That is a result of leadership. That comes after. As a matter of fact, you can be a leader with no one following you. Did you know that? Yeah. What we're talking about is an internal thing with an individual. And we're not talking about being a president of a corporation or being a government official or being a military leader or being any kind of a leader, household leader, other than a leader of self. A leader of self. Now, what is unique about leaders is that leaders have accepted the responsibility for their thinking. They've accepted and become aware that there's only two roads in life. One's positive, one's negative. One is healthy, one is sick. One is rich, one is poor. One is hate, one is love. But there's only two. And the benefits of those two roads is love and compassion and beauty and peace and power and strength and liberty on the positive road versus bondage, sickness, hate, deceit, distrust, fear on the negative road. There's two ways to go. There's only two ways to think, positive or negative. There's only two kinds of people, positive or negative, and the degrees thereof. And you're either on one side of the track or the other. And the leader accepts the responsibility of wherever he happens to be and moves it toward being totally positive. That's a leader. And you recognize that by that person because he is constantly changing. One thing you'll never say about Tom Wilhite is there goes the same old Tom Wilhite. Right? I promise you that. And that's a promise to me. Because I'm not going to have that. I refuse to be that decayed and decrepit, to be the same old Tom Wilhite next week as he was last week, next year. Predictable. I am not predictable, except in one area, and that is to be more positive and more changing to the positive. That I am predictable in. Feels good. Feels very good. So what we must do is we must understand the sowing process. And that by controlling our conscious mind, we control the casting of seeds into our subconscious mind. By controlling the way we think, You see, we are accepting the responsibility for what we are. Start listening to your I am. Start listing them on a piece of paper. And you'll find that they're very, very limited. And you'll find that you are indeed the I ams that you are, that you say that you are, the ones that you feel in your gut. And if you go around the world and listen to people in all different languages, and you have a gut-to-gut talk with them, you'll find that they are their I ams. And the moment that a person says, I refuse this limitation anymore, I am no longer this or that or whatever, I am now happier, I am wealthier, I am happier, I'm more progressive, I'm more open, I'm more accepting, I'm more trusting, I'm more loving. And every day they do that, and every minute they're saying those things, that person every day starts becoming more like that and moves toward that direction. In 21 days, the month, 6 months down the pike, they are more positive, trusting, loving than they were 6 months ago. Yeah. We talk about only believing, right? You've heard if you could only believe, if you could only have faith, that's very simple. All human beings can do that. Believing is one of the most simplest things in the world to do. All you got to do is lie to yourself enough times, and pretty soon you'll believe it. All you got to do is start, you know, you can sit there and say, well, I'm happy, and say, well, the truth is you're not, right? I'm wealthy, and say, well, the truth is you're not. Then don't con people, don't be dishonest. You don't have to go around telling people that. You tell yourself that. You know, I am more loving. I am loving. I love my wife. I love my lady. I love my husband. I love my people, whatever, right? And you say, well, that's not true. Right? I got this problem, that person does this, that. Well, that's too bad. What about that person? What about you? Are you going to allow yourself to be boxed in because of other people? Are you that weak that you would allow your life to be impaired and to be limited because of other people? Or will you accept the responsibility for you? Do you really want to feel better tomorrow? Then what you do is you watch the seeds you cast today. You watch how you think every day. That's how that's done. And it's so very, very simple. What is it you want out of life? You tell me what you want, and I'll tell you how to get it. As long as it's positive, as long as it's good, and as long as that goal is worthy of you. Be sure you heard those words right. As long as that goal is worthy of you. I'd like to do this same lecture, only a different way now. We'll do a thing called psychopictography, right? We'll work through some mind images, and you will not forget this lecture. It's very simple. I'd like you to do some visualization with me now. And this is very powerful. This causes my mind to think every day. And I work with these all the time. I'd like for you to visualize with me now that that your arms are outstretched and you have a piece of string in each hand, and it's about 6 inches long. Visualize that clearly in your mind that you have. You can even do this with me if you want. Visualize your hands are outstretched, and you can even practice this with me, and that in your fingertips is this piece of string. It's about 6 inches long, and at the end of that string is a steel ball on each piece of string. Piece of string, and at the end of each string is a steel ball, and if you're playing the game with me now, feel the weight of those two steel balls and become aware that they're both the same weight. The two steel balls are exactly the same size, exactly the same weight, exactly the same color, same texture, same everything, those two steel balls. Except for one thing, I forgot. Oh, my goodness. This steel ball over here is magnetized. Now, let's talk about the scientific definition of magnetism. What does that mean, magnetism? First-time students, anybody know? Magnetism. What does that mean? Alignment of molecules, okay? Now, what causes magnetism, or what causes magnetism to be displayed, is the alignment of the molecules. When the molecules are aligned in a direction, we then have a north pole here, a south pole here, and all the negatives point this way, that way, and all the positive points point this way. And with the alignment of the molecules, we now display magnetism. Now, in that paragraph, what was the key word? The key word to pick up on that entire paragraph there, the clue, was the word display. Display. Because that, if we'd have used another word such as generate, then we would have had a problem. We'd have had a big problem, because then we could not use this analogy. But because this analogy has so much validity in human nature and in human beings, once we understand monism and we understand that all is energy, and that you are energy and I am energy, and that I am you and you are I, and we understand something as simple as the alignment of molecules displaying energy, displaying magnetism, then we start to look at this steel ball and we say, what's the difference between the two? Because is it not true that this steel ball has molecules? Fact. Scientific fact, right? And we become aware that this steel ball has molecules and are aligned, and this steel ball does not have the molecules aligned, but it does have the same molecules. Both steel balls are identical. This one displays an energy, a power, an attraction. Displays. Does not generate. Now watch closely. Ever since we were little children, we've heard things like, Henry here has an IQ of 187, and he's a gifted of God, and he's special. You know? Whereas Dick over here, he's got 85, and we had to stretch for that, you know. You know, we really had to work to get him that, you know, help him out on this test, right? And he can't be successful in life. Henry can be successful. He can be happy. Right? And then we sit over here and we say, those of us who were told that we were not gifted of God, right? We sit over here and we say, now wait a minute. Are you telling me that God's a bigot? That he's prejudiced? That he strokes some people and gives them favors and others he don't? I thought he was a loving God. I thought he was fair. I thought he cared about, I thought he had compassion. I thought he was, you know, really into people. I thought that I was created in the image of God. And now I'm being told that others have more favors and more, I got a pipeline to God and I don't, right? That others can talk to him and I can't, right? That I'm a victim out here. I'm an evolutionary creature and I'm between the ape and this higher being that's gifted of God and blessed by God, you know, I'm sort of in-between type thing. I'm a less-than person. I always knew I was less-than. I feel less-than. I'm not, you know, I act less-than. I behave less-than. I don't feel okay. And these other people, they got it. Boy, they're, you know, they got the gifts. They got the talent. They got the genius. They got all those things. And they got, you know, they've got it. You can just tell. Boy, they can, whatever. We start feeling really, really bad, really not okay. Some people would like us to believe that these people are genius. That these people are born this way, and these people are born this way. Some people like us to believe that God smiles on these people and favors them, and that God is a bigot and prejudiced. He don't love these as much as he loves these. He makes life harder for these, and he does these. That's one of the biggest lies perpetrated on mankind I've ever heard. It's a sin. It is ugly. It is deceitful. And crabby old people that talk that way should be hung by their thumbs. Because the reality of it all is that the molecules are aligned here, displays the energy. The molecules are not aligned here, does not display energy. Reality, this steel ball has the same energy, same potential, same everything as this steel ball. Fact. What is the alignment of the molecules? The alignment of the molecules is the comprehension and digestion of the concepts. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's learning and discovering about win-win relationships. It's learning and knowing about how to love thy neighbor as thyself. It's knowing that to think is to create. It's knowing about screening the mind. It's knowing about how to be oneness, how to do things, how to be a true gentleman, being so strong that you can put other people before you. It's knowing all about the I am. It's understanding the sowing of the field. And how to create that charismatic individual, that powerful genius appearing individual, a positive individual. A positive individual, a positive thinking individual always has that glow about them. Whereas this one goes to church on Sunday and does the opposite on Monday, right? Thinks negative this moment, thinks positive that moment. The two neutralize each other. You have to accept the responsibility for your thinking get it in line and get more consistent, more every day, being more and more positive. And more positive you get, the more and more greater positive results you get, because to think is to create. One of the most valid discoveries in our lives is the discovery of the concepts, because they will free you, because nothing else will. Geneva will never free humanity. Nothing can free humanity. A summit conference cannot free humanity. Nothing can free humanity. No individual can free humanity. Only individuals can free individuals. Only you can free you with your thinking. Because you will always choose how you're going to think. And nobody's going to choose for you unless you allow them to. And then you're choosing to allow them to. And I am not willing to put my life in the hands of somebody else to allow them to program me unless they have the results that I desire. Then I'll take a look at it and consider it. Absolutely incredible. Become aware of this I am concept. Work with it, and you will discover that you'll have a whole new perspective of life. And then if what you want is positive results, and you learn how to sow these positive things, you learn how to start thinking about you, your I am, in a very positive way, you will discover that every day that you work with it, and I don't mean like I did for just 15 minutes a day, but you set up a series of ways to cause yourself to remember how to think, morning, noon, night, and in between too, that you'll start discovering as the days go along that you'll start feeling better, being better, and you'll say, my God, it's the most valid thing that ever happened to me in my life. Because you see that how you feel is the most valid thing. But the reality of it is the way we feel is a result of the way we think. So if we're not feeling right, take a look at the way we're thinking. Because that's the stem, that's the root, that's the seed, that's the cause. The cause of why we're where we're at is the way we think. The feeling is the result. Just like the magnetism, it's a result of the alignment of the molecules. Feeling is a result. Charisma is a result. Genius is a result. Liberty is a result. All those positive things, health is a result of the way we think, the alignment of the molecules in the brain. I want to thank you for having this opportunity, for being with you this afternoon. It's been beautiful. I look forward to being back with you tomorrow, and some of you this evening, and we're looking forward to great things happening. Have a beautiful day. Next.